Blog Talk Radio.
Anderson Radio Show with our host, Stevie Anderson, former NFL player turned pro golfer and motivational speaker who just loves to talk about golf and loves to talk about life, our youth, how adults can impact their generation and the generation behind them to do great things in the world. And I don't know, we like to talk about everything, don't we, Stevie? I think probably there's not anything we don't like talking about, especially when we get around and we're just talking about stuff. But this show is really set up to help people be empowered to do something great with their life, just exactly who they are, doing what they do. They're important. I think that pretty much sums it up, don't you think?
I think so, and that's what's needed. I mean, we get around, we talk about so many different things. And recently, I was today. First of all, how's your day going?
It's going great. I hear that you've been playing golf today as normal. So how's that going?
Yeah, it's going. It's going good, actually. Today was more or less of just a lot of thinking around the practice area on the course, just kind of thinking more mental than physical. But while I was practicing and playing with golf today, I was thinking about the youth, and how we have to stay focused on our youth today. I was fortunate to have a mother and father, and a two-parent home, basically. And by having a two-parent home, it was it made such a difference in my life. But discipline, parents. And I think today we're getting away from that. We're steering away from having that discipline parenting in the homes. Whether you have two parents at home or you have just one parent at home. And it's those kids, there's kids out there that don't have a parent at all. But whoever is their guardian, we can't steer away from keeping the discipline in the homes.
Yeah, we have seen an amazing change in culture. I mean, this is going to sound a little bit pretentious, and I hope it doesn't. I hope it doesn't come off that way. But I just happen to live on a golf course here in Central Florida. I know that sounds like, you know, wow, Tim must be rolling in dough there. But actually, that's not true. I just found a really good deal. My wife and I and my kids, we just found a great deal on a duplex that just happens to overlook a golf course, and so. And I guess for a season I get to say, yeah, I live on a golf course. But anyway, I was here in Florida. You know, we have a lot of torrential rain, and the thing about Florida is if you like the rain, you're going to love it here because it really rains. But if you don't like the rain, you're still going to love it here because an hour after the rain starts, it's gone. So usually the rain doesn't happen unless it's a hurricane. The rain doesn't last all that long. It just comes and really just douses everything, and then it's gone. Well, the other day I was sitting out on my back porch watching the rain like I like to do and trying not to get too wet. And my kids were, of course, out running around the rain, and they were wrestling and whatnot. And I all of a sudden saw this golf cart and then another one and another one come up over one of the hills on the fairway that runs right in front of my house. And I thought, man, those guys and gals are – and it was both men and women. I thought, man, they are really diehard, you know. And all of a sudden, they stopped and they just waited. And you got to kind of see this. You got three golf carts; they're white, and you've got these. Both of them, on all three of them, they've got umbrellas sticking out the sides. You know, so you got like a red umbrella and a blue umbrella, and you know, of course, those golf umbrellas are really huge. You know, so got these huge golf umbrellas, and those they're just sitting there. And as soon as the rain passed, the umbrellas came down, they shook them all out, they got out, and they started hitting balls from the fairway again. And I thought to myself, you know what? that is, you know, what you were saying about discipline. That is the discipline that we just don't see much anymore. I mean, we see it. I mean, there are people who are doing that, but it is becoming something that's lesser than what we saw in the past, and I think that's because it's just harder to convince people that there's a great amount of value in disciplining yourself to do something that is not immediate. I mean, what, don't you think mm-hmm. that's true?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the patience, you can look at a lot of elder people, basically someone much older than what you are. Say, I would say you find a lot of adults around that 55, 60, and on up to 70, 80 years of age. I spend a lot of times talking. When I get around someone that's very much well in age, around 70 years of age or 80 or 90, I find myself to make my way to, just to speak to them. Because you learn so much, and if, and majority of times, they're always stressing patience. You know, live your life with patience. Today, our younger generation, and some of our younger, and some of the parents, we have to, we're forgetting about patience. And if you're impatient, or if you're impatient, you won't see where you need to go. You miss your spot every time. You're going to miss something in life when you're impatient. And you have to be patient. And that goes along with discipline. When you find those parents that we used to have, my mom has passed away, but my mom stressed that a lot around my brothers. And this is what we need to instill in our younger generation today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember a banker one time told me something that, you know, I'm not much with bankers. You know, I mean, I mean, I appreciate them, but I don't really understand everything I should about finances. But he told me something that I've really applied to my life, and that's, he used to say that when you make an investment, it is by far better to make an investment thinking about the long term rather than the short benefit. And you know, that is really true in life. If you can somehow, you know, everything that you do, if you can be thinking to yourself, hey, what's the long-term benefit of this? Or what's the long-term ramifications of this, you know, both good or bad? You know, what can I do today that's going to benefit me in 20 years? That's a much different life than saying, what can I do today that's going to benefit me in an hour or benefit me right now?
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, I think people do. I think that the last generation, we really, those of us that are in this generation really need to listen to that and say, hey, you know what? Not everything has to be done in 30 seconds. Some things need
right.
to be done in 20 years, you know.
Right, right. And, you know, it's just so much, especially I was thinking about the consistent and fair discipline with our kids. And
right.
You know, that you know, set up, my thing is you have to stay on the discipline with the kids. And
mm-hmm.
discipline can run a lot of different directions. You may not have them today. You know, a lot of times, my mom didn't play around with us. If you got out of line, you're going to definitely get a spanking. No problem. That was going to happen. But sometimes, mm-hmm. mama didn't feel like being bothered with us, one of the spankers that day, she would say, you know what, you're not going outside today. When we were very, very young, you're not going outside today and play at all. Or she saw us being undisciplined out there, just doing something that she didn't approve of. It could be walking on, we have a brick sidewalk, a brick walk. It's like a brick fence, more or less. If she saw me up there standing tall on the brick fence, she would actually tell you to come back inside the house. And when that happened, she used to tell you, say, listen, you had no business being upside on top of that brick fence because you could have hurt yourself. And you said, why? What's wrong? Well, the reason was because she'll explain to you later, like I said, she'll tell you, she said you could have hurt yourself, you could have broken your arm or anything. That's for our discipline. And I think you have a lot of parents out there today. They don't want to, I would say, spank their kids or whatnot. They want to be friends with their kids in a lot of different ways and let the kids take control. Even though you have some kids, 3 years, not 3 years, but 5 to 7 years of age, or even older, 15 years of age, haven't seen anything, haven't done anything in life. We have to not lose our focus, even if we're teaching kids on the streets, teaching kids in the classroom, talking to kids on the golf course, if we're teaching kids pass patterns or how to throw a football, baseball, et cetera, out in the field, mm-hmm. we have to always leave them with a word of wisdom.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of these things, like golf, or maybe if they're learning an instrument or whatever, is that, you know, those of us, I know that for myself, I'm going to be working with a local high school here in the fall with their marching band, and I'm going to be doing some work with the band director. And, you know, you can look at it two different ways. You can look at it that, hey, I'm going to show these young whippersnappers how to do a thing or two when it comes to their instrument. Or you can say, hey, you know what? This is a great opportunity for me to really mentor some kids in the next generation. And, you know, to be a mentor is a whole different game. I mean, it's a patience game. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And, you know, you're just using what you do well, whether you're playing golf or football or you play an instrument or whatever. Or you're quilting. I mean, whatever it is, you're using that in order to as a way to really speak into the lives and earn that ear, earn that trust of them, so that you can speak into their lives and really help change their life. I mean, that's what it really is about, Stevie. I mean, it's not like, you know, we can all sit around the water cooler and talk about how, you know, the youth need to get motivated, just like we needed to get motivated. But, you know, the truth is, what changed my life were people who were willing to invest in me. And I'm sure it's the
right.
same for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think when you're mentoring kids, this is, you find so many different attitudes from so many different kids, because you have a lot of kids out there being taught different things, situations, even going through different circumstances from different from home. So when you get all these kids together, these are the things that our teachers today are dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
All these kids in this one class, all these different attitudes, and having to juggle all those attitudes into one, staying disciplined for that hour class, or they may have them for, may have the same class for 5 to 7 hours in a day. We as adults have to press forward and work together with the teachers, and even just around the local areas to get involved with these with the youth, so they will stay on the right track through life. Because you look around today, you look on the news, our kids are dying fast, just like the adults are dying. You know, and why is that happening? Well, we lost focus somewhere. It's us. It's not the kids. It's us. A lot of times now, you can't. What God does, we can't judge what decisions He makes. All I can do is just pray and keep going forward. But a lot of things that happen out here today, a lot of situations, it's definitely because of the adults. Definitely, we have to just get up the water to what we're doing.
Sure, and a lot of young kids, young people, would look at someone like you, Stevie, and they would say, you know, that's what I want to do. I want to play in the NFL or maybe the NBA, or I want to be a professional golfer, or maybe it's tennis. I mean, I don't know. You know, it's some sport, or maybe they look at you and they say, yeah, I'm not a football player, but I'm a musician. I want to be a professional musician, and you know, it's funny how many of them have no idea what that sacrifice you know, what kinds of sacrifices, what kinds of discipline that you need, you know, and unfortunately the TV doesn't do a very good job. I mean, they don't do
it. It doesn't.
They kind of show. I'm sorry, what?
No, it really doesn't. The TV does not doesn't do a good job at all. You know, Tim, it's a lot of discipline, and I give it again. I cannot thank my family, and even having an older brother to push me. But
right,
they don't know about the times when we're out there working out, not walking, just walking the streets, and that if they think someone thought we was getting in trouble, we'd be out there at midnight working out at the football field to 1 o'clock at night. Again, mm-hmm. at 7 o'clock in the morning to about 9 o'clock. And again, at 1 o'clock at noon, 12 o'clock at noon to one
right.
at noon, working out. And even before the game, you're doing jump rope before you go to bed. You're spending an hour on jump rope. You're going to the gym. And you're watching all the other guys that want it, that want this and want to go move forward, because there's different levels of sports. And they want to go from, say, from junior high to high school football, or junior high baseball to high school baseball, et cetera. There's so many different levels, and it's no different in life. To reach different levels in life, we have
right.
to, you have to have the discipline to get to where I was blessed to reach, which is the NFL. It was so many times, Tim, that you're worn out, you're tired, you go back, and you just keep going. A lot of people, no one will know where you're going, what direction. Sometimes you question
right.
yourself, I'm going the right direction. But at the end of the day, it shows up. It shows up. It pays off. And it definitely relates to life. If we do those things, if we all be professional or put ourselves on a professional level, mentally, physically, it's going to start showing.
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, because that's really true. I mean, there is a, you know, those guys, when I watch the NFL, I mean, I realize, or the NBA or Major League Baseball or whatever, you realize, man, you know what? Every single one of those guys, or in some cases in some sports like tennis or golf or whatever, so every one of those women have put in more than you could ever possibly imagine to get to where they are. And that's the payoff. I mean, the payoff is that things align, you know, correctly, and that you finally, you finally get to where you want to be. But a lot of times it is that focus of asking yourself, you know, what's the goal here? And I think that's one of the things that you really strive to try to help by teaching kids golf, right? I mean, you want kids to understand, man, this game is really about a lot of things. And it's really about getting yourself focused and understanding what you want to be able to achieve, and then making that commitment and a plan to get to that achievement.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, by what I was saying with the golf and just everyday living, you have to, I would say, when I made it to professional football, you focus so hard on keeping yourself healthy too physically.
Mm-hmm.
And if I kept myself healthy physically, mentally, it became easier. The mental part of it became easier, as long as I kept myself physically healthy. Now, there's people out there today that's not healthy. As kids, is not healthy. That's when us as individuals still have to pull those people together and keep them up. You look at the golf. If you don't have a good foundation, if you're not balancing over the ball correctly, you're not going to strike the golf ball well. What I mean strike, you're not going to compress the ball and hit it square like you should. And definitely it's not going in the direction you want to go in. As many balls as I hit every day or every other day, or when I'm over the ball practicing hitting balls and focusing on my concentration on striking a golf ball, you can still when you give it a ball and you feel like, oh, I'm too calm, very comfortable now, and you lose that little focus, a lot of times you can take the golf club back and you can be thinking about something else in your swing. You don't know where that ball is going. You just hope and just like, okay, hopefully I make the right stroke or right path, and then the ball is gone. That's the focus that we don't want to have out here today in life, and that's the focus that we're taking away from the youth. We're not. That's a time to look back and reach back. You know, it goes to track. I used to run track, and I love track. I love track more than any sport I ever played, because I could run as fast as I wanted to run. And I was fast. I was pretty fast. But the coach always told us, don't look back. You look back, you're going to slow down. He was true in track. But in life, sometimes we have to slow down and look back, because someone right. back there needs help.
That's right. Right. That's right. Everything about life is not all about me. And I think that's really important.
It's not.
Because, you know, sometimes, most of the time, in fact, I've found that most of my life is really centered around other people. Doesn't mean I don't have to take care of myself, because I do. But there's an equality of my life that I have to be here in order to impact others. And that's an important
right.
thing. And, you know, young people can tend to be kind of self-centered. And, you know, that's just a part of being young. And
mm-hmm.
we're not condemning that.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have to begin to grow out of that. And we have to begin to say to ourselves, hey, you know what? The young people that I've met that are really making an amazing impact on their campuses and an amazing impact with other people are young people that are able to get a handle on this idea that this really isn't about me, and what can I do to help others? And they just have a life that has a different focus, a different routine, a different set of disciplines. They're just
mm-hmm.
they're just different, and they do exist. And so I always
really
look for
do.
Those. I always try to look for those and try to invest in those as much as I can, because I know that they're going to really make a difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you have to look back to see. You just look back sometime to see your mistakes. You learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different. I told my older brother one day, I said, sometime, Anthony, you have to go and look in your golf bag. And sometimes you have to dump your golf bag out. And you'd be surprised how much dirt is in your golf bag.
Yeah.
And he laughed about it, but it's true. I'm always clean. I love to clean. You know, I love to keep things pretty much in order. But it's true. It's just the same with life. You look back and clean things up. And we have to, and when you look back, you usually look back in time. And you look back in your age. You look back, and the age that you're looking back, that is the youth. Those are the ones you're looking back
mm-hmm.
to at the end of the day, and bringing them
right.
in the right direction. Tim, it's like this is you remember, you had a maze in class, and you had to draw the line to the maze. I think one of the restaurants, some of the restaurants have them on the back of their bag.
Right.
Fast food.
Yes.
Right. If you. I wish I had someone to guide me every step I was at. If I felt like I need some help here, what should I do? Should I go that direction? Should I go this direction? Thank God for MapQuest. But besides that, if you're at the top of a building or you're top of this ladder and you can guide this kid, you tell this kid, just look at me. I'm going to tell you it's ready to go. No, don't make that turn. Go this way. It's like being like in a maze, and they're playing this game, and someone's walking the maze. You tell the kid to go this way. Those kids, you keep telling this kid the right direction, and they see that you're telling the truth, they would definitely catch on and follow, and you could, and their steps among through life would be so much easier. I wish I had someone when my parents wasn't there presently, if I was on a trip, field trip, or a camp or whatnot, to tell me, okay, you're wasting time going that direction. You're wasting time going over there. You won't, don't make this turn while you're traveling, because that's going to lead you 30 minutes out the way before MapQuest was there. It's the same way we have to stay on top of our youth. If we stay on top of our youth and teach in the right direction, we can help our youth to be on the right track through life, keep them out of trouble, and just clean this dangerous world of today with the youth.
Right.
Let's clean it up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and you know what's funny is that so much of the time when we're the person that's in the maze, we can allow our own pride to say, no, I don't need any help. I'm going to figure this out for myself. But, you know, sometimes the walls look all the same. I mean, sometimes it's really hard to discern when to take a right, when to take a left. And sometimes the maze can get pretty complicated. You know, I mean, it get to where you can get lost in the middle of it and you really don't know what to do. And all it takes is somebody with a little bit different perspective to come along and say, hey, you know what? I can see the whole maze, and I'm telling you, if you just turn right. And sometimes, you know what they tell you is seems to be counterintuitive to what seems right to you. But that's none of those things need to play if you can just trust somebody. If somebody can build trust within you, then I have mentors that they could tell me to turn right, and I know for sure you're going to turn left, you know. But
right.
They're right. I mean, the fact is they've been down the road. They have a different perspective. And, you know, it's funny you talk about MapQuest, Stevie. I am absolutely terrible with directions. I don't know what happened to me. Something happened to me somewhere, and I don't know. I am terrible. But I married a woman, my wife, Victoria, who is absolutely incredible with directions. I mean, she can practically, you know, find herself anywhere, you know. And she could probably be in a foreign country and couldn't read the signs and could probably figure out how to get somewhere. She's just amazing. And I can't tell you how many times we're in the car and she'll turn right and I'll go, there's no way this is right. And sure enough, it's right. Sometimes people, you just have to trust the people that have skills and they have talents and abilities that maybe you would like to have, but you don't. And all of us working together really is what's going to cause a greater impact, not just one person in the maze trying to figure out how to get out of it so that they can say they did it. That's really not going to have the impact that a whole group of people guiding someone through the maze of life, that they might become have a greater impact in their life. That person coming out of the maze is going to be a far different individual.
That's true. It's absolutely true. And that's what we have to strive for and work for and make it happen for the youth.
That's right.
We have to.
That's right.
We have to. Because you never can tell.
Well,
you never know what's going to happen down the road, Tim.
That's right.
You, one day, to live to be that elderly person, and that same person that you're teaching, that youth, those young kids, down the road could help you when you need. You just never know.
You
and
never
it's true
know.
Like my dad, my mom used to say, my dad said today, he's living. God bless him. He would say, you never know who you would need down the road. Those you because you're going to get old. You're going to need somebody to look after you. And those would be the youth that we're talking about today. They're
right.
Smart. They're smarter than we can ever think. They are smart. So we just have to definitely not forget about our youth. And that's what I definitely wanted to, that was on my mind when I was practicing. Just different ways and strategies to stay on board and stay on top of the youth.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you can imagine it, we are absolutely out of time, Stevie. It just goes by so fast.
Oh, no way, no way.
It's true. it's done. But listen, it's been great talking to you. We look forward to talking to you in the next couple of weeks and hearing about golf and talking more about the things that are of interest to all of us. And it's been great having you today.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it. Enjoy your day.
All right. Well, this has been the Stevie Anderson Radio Show right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Join us. It's every other week, so we'll be back in 2 weeks on the first Tuesday of August, August 6th, and we'll be back and to talk more about golf and life and all the other things that are Stevie Anderson. If you want to connect with him, just go to stevieandersonspeaks.com.